on the Cyclone Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Welcome to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, brought to you by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Also brought to you by Hy-Vee, who proudly supports the Iowa State Cyclones. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Now, live, here's the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Cyclone Coaches Corner. As we visit with the Iowa State head coaches, tonight we'll visit with Steve Prohm and Bill Fenley. Also, a little bit later in the show, we will have Mark Reisinger. He is the Pivot Bio executive who will come join us to talk a little bit about what we've been doing all season long with first downs for farmers. So that's coming up a little bit later. But right now we join in Eric Heft as our guest co-host tonight, and then we're going to join with Steve Prohm here in just a few minutes. And obviously, Eric, it's tough. We're not getting a lot of games in now with men's basketball, and that makes it tough. We'll talk to Steve a little bit about that in a moment. But this is a team that needed games.
Well, it's been that way all season long. You know, we had so few non-conference games to start it off, you know, and we've talked about in our broadcast about, you know, how tough it is, you know, especially for these freshmen to come in and the newcomers as well, to get a real feel for each other and to kind of try to come together. Seven newcomers in this group that are going to play, you know, an important role on this team, and to not have those games, you know, just the games where maybe you could play, Dudley Blackwell, you know, 20 minutes or more, you know, or, you know, give one of the other guys, Jaden Walker, the same thing. And of course, you know, we've seen a little bit more out of Darnestone Dubar, but those guys, just to get the reps in games and kind of get a better feel and understand, okay, this is what it's like here, and how can I best prepare to be my best, you know, to play well. And they just haven't had that. So that's certainly been something that's been bad. And now here we are, you know, three games now in a row. Hopefully that's all. But, you know, who knows how many more it might entail right in the middle of the season. So, you know, and the other thing, too, is, you know, early in the year when you weren't able to play games, it was because of schedule or other teams weren't able to play. But you were able to practice. Now they've probably lost most of that, too. So, yeah, it's a tough spot right now, but, you know, I think there's a pretty resilient group of guys, and we'll see how they can bounce out of it when they get the opportunity to play.
Yeah, well said. And a lot of those lessons that you're trying to learn as a young player, you want to be able to teach those guys some of those lessons in a situation where they can have some confidence and grow. And it's hard when you're trying to learn those lessons against the best teams in college basketball. And Iowa State has certainly been playing the best teams in college basketball. So,
when you look at who Iowa State's played and who they have coming up, I mean, it's you know, five Big 12 teams and top 14 teams in the country. It doesn't get much tougher than that for anyone.
Rough sledding for sure. We're going to come back and visit with Steve Prohm. We're going to have Bill Fenley along a little bit later in the program. Of course, the Cyclone women coming off just a tremendous win over the weekend at Baylor. We'll talk to Coach Fenley about that in the final portion of the program tonight. But right now we're going to take a short break, come back with visit with Steve Prohm on the Cyclone Coaches Network, on the Cyclone Network from Learfield IMG College.
Did you know that as a Mid-American Energy customer, nearly half of your life is powered by the wind energy we provide? That means when you're at home fixing a snack, or at work sending emails, you're using wind energy. Investing in wind helps us keep your rates low. Renewable wind energy. It's clean, affordable, and powerful. And it's one more way Mid-American Energy is obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
How do you make it as a team? You build on what you got to build what you don't. It's a mentality Ford has applied to building for 117 years. Building trucks with grit, resilience, purpose. SUVs with boundary-pushing capabilities. Vehicles built just like the people they're built for. It's a work ethic that's made us America's best-selling brand. For low lease rates, great financing, and special offers, visit buyfordnow.com or your local Ford dealer, proud supporter of college athletics. Claim 2019 CY total sales.
Come and get it. Enlist E3 soybeans are hot, and Golden Harvest has yours. Get greater confidence, flexibility, and yield potential in your 2021 weed management system. We're relentless about your results, and that commitment never goes out of stock. Contact your Golden Harvest Seed Advisor today. Golden Harvest is a trademark of a Syngenta Group company. Enlist E3 Soybean Technologies, jointly developed with Dow AgroSciences LLC and MS Technologies LLC. Enlist E3 is a trademark of Dow AgroSciences LLC.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust. Partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the plumbers and steam fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to UALocal33.org.
The Iowa Lottery's new cash game is clearly different.
What? How?
Because you can see right through it.
How can you see through a ticket?
Well, it's clear.
What's clear? I don't understand.
I'm being as clear as I can, just like the new scratch ticket.
Okay, I'm still unclear. How much cash can you win?
$100,000 top prize on the ticket plus $200,000 in play it again prizes.
That's a lot of cash.
Clearly.
The new cash game from the Iowa Lottery. The difference is clear. Visit ialottery.com for rules and complete details.
Woohoo!
Like any winning team, it takes every part of EMC Insurance Companies working together to successfully ensure that our agents, policyholders, and employees can count on EMC. And they do. They count on our broad range of insurance products and services. They count on our superior level of personalized service, and they trust that we will continue to be a financially stable partner just like we have been for more than 100 years. All of this makes EMC one of the nation's premier insurance companies, and that's something you can always count on.
Corner on the Cyclone Radio Network from Learfield IMG College, brought to you in part by the Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, helping farmers interpret rules and regulations, find sites for new barns, exceed environmental rules, and enhance neighbor relations, all at no charge. Visit supportfarmers.com to find out more. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, your farm, your family, their focus. Eric Heft is our guest co-host tonight. We're visiting now with Steve Prohm. The Cyclone men's basketball team did not play last week because of COVID issues, one within the Kansas State program and then within the Iowa State program as well. The loss of the Kansas game on Saturday, that is going to also cost the Cyclones their game this Wednesday against the University of Texas. And we visit now with Coach. And, Coach, I know I said, we've talked a little bit about, first of all, I'm sorry that you're going through this. It's never any fun to have your guys involved. You've been on the other end of it. You've seen what's happened when some of your games have been canceled, and now, unfortunately, it happens to your team. And it's just a tough year to get traction this year, especially in basketball, when it doesn't take a lot of guys to really cause a problem for your team.
Yeah, that's the thing. Our guys, our training staff, medical staff, our players staff, they've done a phenomenal job really since last March. When our guys got back at the end of July, we've really done a great job of the best you can of staying healthy through the pandemic. But the one thing is in basketball is, you know, one positive, because due to contact tracing and other, you know, factors, it can really limit your roster and deplete your roster, and that's just what we're living in right now. And so we all have to deal with it. We all got to continue to make great decisions and on and off the floor, and then hopefully we can get back playing here as soon as possible.
Coach, what are you able to do right now?
You know, right now we're not doing anything because I think the smartest thing for right now, we want to get consecutive tests taken before we bring guys back, you know, into the gym in mass numbers. And so the only thing that we're doing right now, and they've been off the last couple of days staying away, and starting tomorrow, guys will be able to come in the gym in groups of two on separate ends of the floor in separate hours, you know, for the next couple of days, and just work it like that to where they can at least come in, shoot a little bit, condition a little bit, you know, lift in the gym a little bit, because we got to get outside of the weight room and be in big spaces. But that's it right now. That's all we'll do for right now. But, you know, really limit the numbers, almost kind of like you're in the gym one-on-one, basically.
Coach, we won't spend the whole program tonight talking about this because obviously there's a lot of other things to visit with you about. But it is difficult, isn't it, when your season continues to – it's so hard to find a rhythm to your season, the way it's been kind of broken up. You weren't going to play a ton of games in December to begin with, and then a couple of those got canceled, and it's just been hard to find a rhythm for this team.
Yeah, I think, it really goes back. I mean, you say December, but it's just really been just the way you have to train and work out, especially, you got a lot of new guys, you're trying to figure out the best way to play, different lineups, and we had some injuries too early, which that was really what was kind of hindering us early outside of the COVID. We just didn't have a lot of numbers for a little bit, but there's just a lot of factors you have to deal with, and to try to get a rhythm can be difficult. But, I mean, if you look around the country from, the Villanovas to, teams within our own league, it's been hard to keep it going consecutively. And so, our biggest thing, like I said, is just try to figure out the best way to get back healthy and get our roster back out on the floor and that we can get back to playing, because outside of the Tech game, I thought we were making some good strides.
You sure were making some good strides. Had kind of a big setback against Texas Tech. Talk for a moment about the development of some of the young guys on your team, and do you really feel like some of these guys are starting to figure out, okay, what my role is and how I have to go about my business every day?
Yeah, I think so. We had a Zoom call today to meet with the guys and talk to them, and then it's obviously Martin Luther King Day today, so we were visiting and showing some a little biography about the history of MLK and talk to our guys about that. And D Stone, as we were getting off the Zoom, he just made a little joke about the gold team, because the gold's been getting after red lately. And so you can see those young guys' personalities start to emerge a little bit, Jaden, Dudley, and D Stone. And so I'm excited to see that. Obviously, Xavier just had surgery on Friday. Everything went well, and he's at home resting, and he should be back on campus later this week. But our thoughts and prayers have been with him this week. But it is good. I think those guys are starting to understand kind of how hard they have to compete and play.
And as we were talking a little bit about before you came on the air here, Coach, some of those lessons are pretty hard to learn when you're not getting the Chicago State game, when you only, and we'll call them what they are, by games. There's a reason why teams schedule them, because you want your young guys to learn some of these lessons in a situation where they can really have some success. And it's hard to learn those lessons against the top teams in college basketball. You didn't have that luxury this year.
No, I mean, you're learning in real time against the best. We've got the best league in the country, and that's why you come to Iowa State. That's why you coach at Iowa State. Obviously, you could argue every league, Big Ten and ACC, and I'm down the road. But, when you look at, our record's not great right now, obviously, but, five of our losses are to top 10, and then one to a top 15 opponent. And so, we've really played Baylor as good as anybody, and I know we lost, but when you look at it, to watch the Tech game the other day, the score was the exact same as ours with 2 minutes to go outside of, it was a five-point game, And so we just got to continue to grow and get better, but we got to do it in real time against really good teams and then hopefully break through, and then one breakthrough leads to the next.
The Iowa Lottery's new cash game is clearly different. Enter for your chance to win $200,000 and play it again prizes at ialottery.com or via the Lottery Plus app. We're visiting with Steve Prohm, and Eric Heft is our guest co-host tonight, and we'll come back to visit more with Coach on the Cyclone Radio Network from Learfield IMG College.
Your premier Chevy dealers, proud sponsors of ISU basketball. And just like the Cyclones, Chevrolet has capability at every position. Like the Chevy Equinox, the versatile SUV with fun-to-drive performance. Or the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever. Visit moreiowansdrivechevy.com to find a dealer near you. Chevrolet, the number one selling brand in Iowa. Based on IHS Markit CYTD May 2020 new vehicle retail registrations in the state of Iowa.
When we first opened our doors, we wanted to make the heating and cooling industry better for customers. Now, over 70 years later, we're proud to carry out that mission by providing honest and dependable service every time. We stand behind the integrity of our word and the quality of our work. And for us at Shaw Plumbing, Heating and Cooling, keeping homes comfortable and safe is the most important work we do. That's why we answer the call.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust. Partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the Plumbers and Steam Fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to UALocal33.org.
Tournament Club of Iowa, designed by golf legend Arnold Palmer. TCI is his only signature course in the state. TCI is a public course that offers a challenging yet enticing experience for golfers of all levels. Cap off your round with breathtaking views and a delicious meal at the Copper Oak Restaurant. Looking for a unique setting for your wedding, party, or outing? Look no further than TCI. Call the Pro Shop or visit tcofiowa.com to book your tee time today.
Every team needs the right players in the right positions to provide the winning combination. It's no different with insurance. You need to have the right coverages on the right policies for the right price. IMT Insurance is proud to partner with independent insurance agents to offer auto, home, and business insurance for you and your family. Together, we'll help customize an insurance plan for you. Find your local IMT agent at imtins.com.
The Iowa Lottery's new cash game is clearly different.
What? How?
Because you can see right through it.
How can you see through a ticket?
Well, it's clear.
What's clear? I don't understand.
I'm being as clear as I can, just like the new scratch ticket.
Okay, I'm still unclear. How much cash can you win?
$100,000 top prize on the ticket plus $200,000 in play it again prizes.
That's a lot of cash.
Clearly.
The new cash game from the Iowa Lottery. The difference is clear. Visit IALottery.com for rules and complete details.
Woohoo!
Back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, brought to you in part by Iowa's Corn Farmers of the Iowa Corn Growers Association and the Iowa Corn Promotion Board. Thank you for supporting local farmers. It's no secret it's been a tough year for everyone, but your support has not gone unnoticed. And every time you've chosen up to fuel up with cleaner burning fuels like E15 or unleaded 88, you have made a difference for a corn farmer. It may seem like a small gesture, but it makes a big difference to our state and shows we are stronger together. Visiting WISD Prome, we've got Eric Heft as our guest co-host tonight. And Coach, you mentioned in the last segment, your guys recognizing Martin Luther King Day. Saw some great messages on Twitter from many of your former players today. Great one from Nazmi True Long. Obviously, your current players, I'm sure, very impacted. This had to be an emotional day for a lot of guys in that locker room.
Yeah, I thought, they did a great job. I thought, they opened up, they talked, they shared different things. This week you'll see within the Big 12, and it may be even tonight with the Kansas-Baylor game, that each of the kids are going to have a Martin Luther King T-shirt with a quote that they picked. And then the coaches will be wearing a T-shirt as well. And so, that was our plan for Wednesday. Now, that's been postponed, obviously. So, but we talked about why they chose a certain quote. Obviously Martin Luther King was a phenomenal leader and did so many great things. But there's a lot of messages and quotes that he said that are really, really impactful. And so we talked to the guys after we showed a little biography about why they picked their quotes, and there were some really, really good messages and them understanding and just kind of coming to how powerful that is to lay your life down for so many people.
You know, Coach, just this situation, with going through with the Black Lives Matter and everything you went through this summer, the Big 12 and the coaches have been proactive, and obviously you probably wish you could have done some of these things before, but I have to think it's having an impact. Do you think that?
I do. I think my staff, Danielle Robinson kind of headed up the BACA, the Black Assistant Coaches Association for the Big 12, and they're doing phenomenal work on all 10 of the campuses. And, my other assistants, Micah Byers, Coach Small, are doing a great job with that as well. But Danielle's kind of led that along with other coaches within the league, assistant coaches. And, whether it's voting registration, police, reform, so many different things that they're doing that, financial
segment that we've talked to the guys about. There's a lot of things that we brought to the table, that they brought to the table, to continue to help and educate our guys. So I think our staff's done a tremendous job. They continue to really help and try to impact these guys and let them understand that they got to use their voice to bring change.
You know, in the short amount of time I've been able to talk to D-Rob about that, you know, he said that the really neat thing was just how quickly everybody wanted to jump on board and be a part of that. You know, it seemed like just the energy, the enthusiasm for the effort was really, really strong.
Yeah, you can see it just by the way everybody just jumped in, and I think they did a great job of, you know, really making sure that everything was thorough, and they've got great backing, great support, and they got great leadership within their organization, and so I think it's something that they're going to continue to and do great things to help empower and impact these student athletes. And I think it's my job as a head coach here is to continue to empower, you know, my staff and those guys that can, and let them know they got my support to where we can hopefully continue to impact these guys. And I think our guys have grown a lot from it, and I think we've had a lot of really since June, probably first week in June. You know, we had all speakers lined up to talk this summer to our guys, and we canceled all that, and we just met individually as a team and talked about everything that we see going on in our country, just not today, but that's been going on for years and years and years. And I think it's really helped our guys just grow, and that's our job. Number one job is we got to build men.
Well, yeah, I think you're doing that for sure, and I think it's a super worthwhile endeavor. And on top of that, I would hope that they can be an example for those people who aren't in the program, and they can absorb some of this and apply it to their lives too. But for a basketball question, though, one guy I want to mention is Solomon Young. I tell you what, I've just been so impressed with his development over the years, and he's always kind of been there. He's kind of picked up his rebounding lately, but man, what a rock he has been inside.
Yeah, he's been terrific. Lead the conference in field goal percentage, and I think this year we've tried to make a conscious effort to get him the ball and make sure we've got a low post score. He's averaging double figures, but he's shooting almost 60% from the field. And like you said, he is rebounding at a little bit higher clip. That's one thing that kind of always been his Achilles heel, is just kind of rebounding at his area and being a double-figure rebounder. But he's grown to where he has become a really good offensive force for us and a guy we really believe in. I think he's always been a terrific pick-and-roll defender and low-post defender. When we were in Lawrence the other night, that Thursday night before when we got in town, sat down and dinner, we put up the game from his freshman year. And so we were all joking, like, golly, Solomon, you've been here forever. You know?
At least.
But you know, he played the last.
Who was coaching that? Was that three or four coaches ago?
Yeah, that probably was. I think that may have been Eustacy. So, you know, but he played the last 16 minutes of regulation and the 5 minutes of overtime. And then, you know, that game really spearheaded the rest of our year right there. And we really, that team ended up being as good as anybody in the country that year as they finished the season.
You know, Coach, one thing that I think he's a great illustration of is there's some skills in basketball that are maybe harder to develop over the course of a career than others, but one where you can really see the progress and measure it is shooting. And Solo has become a really steady 16 to 18 foot jump shot guy that, you know, probably at the beginning of the career, that wasn't what you would argue was a strength of his, but now it definitely is. And it just shows all those jumpers, all that repetition. It's like a golf swing, you know, that it does pay off over the long haul.
Yeah, I feel real comfortable throwing the ball into him, going to his jump hook, whether it's right hand, left hand. Feel really good, him 15, 17 feet range. And the great thing about him is he can make free throws. And so, you know, he's gonna have a chance, you know, after this year ends to go on and continue to play in some good places.
He can't play every minute of a game. And now with Xavier Foster out for the remainder of the year, and we certainly wish him the very best and a speedy recovery, George Condit has been kind of an enigma, too. I'm sure you've tried a lot of things to get him going, but what do you think it's going to take to get him to give you some meaningful minutes? Because we know he can do it. He's done it in the past.
Yeah, I called him in my office the other day, and I just told him, I said, hey, man, I'm just calling you in here to tell you I believe in you. I got great confidence in you, and we got to get back to work, man. And, you know, I talked about his freshman year, and I just remember one time him going out his freshman year and not responding and playing with great energy and impacting. I mean, you go back to his freshman year, the Big 12 title game. He was phenomenal out there in his 10, 12 minutes and, you know, battled McCormick and played against Dedrick Lawson and some really good players for Kansas. And so, you know, we just got to get him back playing to where he's rim running. You know, he's got great hands. He understands how to play in pick and roll and dribble handoffs and just protecting the rim. And so hopefully, you know, down the stretch of the season here, the last kind of back half of the conference, he can really take a big step and get back going.
Got to sneak in one more break here, and then we'll come back and wrap things up with Steve Prohm on the Cyclone Coaches Corner on the Cyclone Radio Network from Learfield IMG College.
My name is Stu Swanson, and I'm a corn farmer in north central Iowa. I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you for supporting local farmers. It's no secret it's been a tough year for everyone, but your support has not gone unnoticed. Every time you've chosen to purchase corn-fed meat, dairy, poultry, or eggs, you made a difference for a farmer just like me. It may seem like a small gesture, but it shows that you trust products grown right here in our state, and it means so much. Thank you. In Iowa, we grow corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Go to iowacorn.org to learn more about how you can support Iowa's farmers.
The Iowa Lottery's new cash game is clearly different.
What? How?
Because you can see right through it.
How can you see through a ticket?
Well, it's clear.
What's clear? I don't understand.
I'm being as clear as I can, just like the new scratch ticket.
Okay, I'm still unclear. How much cash can you win?
$100,000 top prize on the ticket plus $200,000 in Play It Again prizes.
That's a lot of cash.
Clearly.
The new cash game from the Iowa Lottery. The difference is clear. Visit IALottery.com for rules and complete details.
Woohoo! The Cyclones scout the competition to draw up successful offensive and defensive game plans. I'm Shannon Latham. Exclusive to Latham High-Tech Seeds, Ironclad soybeans fight the six toughest disease competitors. Get these battle-tested numbers. 1995 Enlist E3 handles high pH soils well. 2184 R2 Extend produces a lot of lateral branches for dominant yields. And Superstar 2193 E3 is a proven yield leader. Get offense and defense at LathamSeeds.com or call 877-GO-LATHAM.
Every team needs the right players in the right positions to provide the winning combination. It's no different with insurance. You need to have the right coverages on the right policies for the right price. IMT Insurance is proud to partner with independent insurance agents to offer auto, home, and business insurance for you and your family. Together, we'll help customize an insurance plan for you. Find your local IMT agent at imtins.com.
At MidAmerican Energy, we harvest the wind to provide you with clean, affordable energy. But did you know our commitment to wind energy also creates jobs and generates millions in local revenue? That's money your community can use to fix roads, support first responders, and improve schools. MidAmerican Energy's commitment to renewable energy delivers positive results for our state. And it's one more way we're obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
At Community First Credit Union, we see how important it is to be the kind of financial partner you can depend on, no matter what. We see that you have plans, goals, hopes, and dreams. We see unique banking tools that are real time and bankers that are real people. See for yourself what CFirst can do for you. Try us. Join us. Because at CFirst, together is better. Community First is a proud sponsor of Cyclone Basketball, federally insured by the NCUA.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coach's Corner. And while the Iowa Corn Cyhawk Series is on hold for the season, Iowa's corn farmers will continue to stand behind this unique series and everything it stands for, because here in Iowa, we grow corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. We're visiting with Steve Prohm, and our guest co-host tonight is Eric Heft. Before we go any further, let me pause for 10 seconds here to allow our stations to identify themselves. This is the Cyclone Radio Network from Learfield IMG College. Coach, you know, we were talking in our pregame interview, which never hit the air before the Kansas game, about I felt like Trey Jackson was kind of due to bust out with a good shooting night. He's really provided you a solid foundation on the defensive end of the floor and brought all those intangibles that you knew he would bring. But we also really know that Trey can shoot the basketball. We just haven't seen him kind of bust out yet. Okay, I think we've lost Coach Prohm. We'll try to get him back on the line.
Yeah. Well, lost me too. I'm back now.
Well, what do you think? Do you think we're going to see Trey Jackson bust out at some point here?
I hope so. I tell you what.
I'm back.
Let's go ahead and re-ask that question for Coach. We were just talking about the fact that Trey, we know he can really shoot the basketball. We saw it at times in his freshman year. We see it all the time in practice. And we've seen him do a lot of really good things since rejoining your lineup, but we really haven't seen him bust out with a big shooting night. I would imagine that sooner or later one of those is coming, and I'm not talking 30 points, but, to have him have a 15-point game would be great.
Yeah, hopefully it's coming, and I think just as more as he gets into game shape and game speed, coming back from injury, it'll happen. But the one thing about Trey, he's a great culture guy. He's great in his attention to detail, phenomenal in his effort, and really, really probably our best on-ball defender, and if not one of the toughest kids.
One other thing that I think would help you guys if you find a way to get to the free throw line, one of those issues. Jalen and Javen have combined for 10 free throw attempts on the season. I guess the good news is they've made 9 of them, but how can we get those guys, especially Javen, because he does seem to drive more than Jalen.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that's been hard to understand. When you look at the numbers over the year, usually we're a low foul team and a high free throw team, or team that can get to the line and draw fouls. We haven't been able to do that, and we're playing 4 out, 5 out. It's something that you should be able to do. By driving the basketball, by putting pressure on the paint, by getting post touches with Solomon. So we've just got to make an emphasis of that. I don't know if it's part of the turnovers or a part of that when you're taking away so many possessions, but that is a unique stat that needs to change, because the free throw line is, especially if you're going to win on the road, the free throw line, the paint, those are major, major keys.
Coach, we talked a lot with Matt Campbell during the course of the football season about just the joy of the game and having the opportunity to go compete. And obviously this is a tough period for your guys right now to not be able to have the chance to compete this, this past week or so. But do you think this season maybe as a whole just kind of puts back into perspective the joy that you should take from playing the game and how much you really should embrace it because these opportunities seem to be fleeting for sure?
Yeah, no question. I think it does two things. It helps you understand how important family and relationships and friends are, and how fragile life is. And then number two, it makes you understand, man, how fun this game is. And when you watch Kansas Baylor comes on at 8 o'clock tonight, and I'll be working on Texas Tech, but you'll have the game on just because you love you just love the game. You love to watch great basketball. You love to watch guys compete. And it's a special game. It's provided, many of us great, great moments and great memories. And there's a lot more that's out there for us. But there's no question about it. You can't take anything for granted. And you got to embrace it. And there is nothing like, when you watch it and experience it, man, there's nothing better than a great road win or a big home victory over a really good team or winning the championship. They're moments, man, that connect you with these people for life. And it's a lot of fun, and it's really, really special.
Coach, you've provided me and John with a lot of those moments, and we sure have enjoyed it and appreciate it. When you get the guys back and you get back on the court to compete, What are some of the things that you're looking for? I know the record's not what you want it to be now. When you get back together, what's the biggest thing for you that you want to see as you play out the rest of the season?
Man, I think one thing, really, to be honest, if I had to pinpoint a couple, I think number one, man, just competing at the right level, the way you have to compete in this league to be successful.
like we touched about those younger guys. I think the Gold Group's done that over the last week or so. So I was excited to see them play Saturday against Kansas, you know, in that environment up there. But when you take that piece out, I think the other thing is just really, really valuing the ball better offensively and seeing if we can become a better rebounding team defensively, those two things. If we could do those two things, compete at the right level, I'll be really excited going forward, and I think it'll translate in a lot of wins.
Coach, as you were talking about, you know, just the joy of watching the game played in its purest fashion and being a part of that as a player and a coach, how much enjoyment do you get from seeing what Coach Fenley's team was able to do down in Waco, snapping Baylor's 61-game home court winning streak over the weekend?
Yeah, that was awesome. You know, my wife and I and my kids, we watched the game. And, you know, Cass is at the age now where he kind of really knows what's going on. And he knows, hey, you know, Will's grandpa's about to beat. He doesn't call him Coach Fenley. He just says, Will's grandpa's about to beat Baylor. And that's how he knows him at. And so, man, it was great because I got a great relationship with Coach. And Coach has been so good to me since I've been here. And Deb's been to my wife, and they've always really looked out for me the last 6 years. But I just texted him, hell of a win after that. And, man, it was awesome, man. I mean, he's beat him the last two times. He's played him. I mean, he's first place in the league, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
He's done a hell of a job. And that was great, man. I mean, his girls played terrific, had some adversity late. And then I know everybody loves his out-of-bounds play, you know, the football
Purdy play.
Yeah.
Are you putting that one in?
I don't have that in yet. You know, we have another little play, but I know that's kind of underneath out-of-bounds full-court play. But it was great. It worked great. And then, you know, they're up two. They had to execute late, and his girl made a big play around the basket, and they were able to seal it off and win. But that was, like I texted him, I just said, man, it's a hell of a win. But like I said, man, him and his wife have been really, really great supporters of me and Katie, and I really appreciate that.
And I imagine that's a very big deal when you first arrive in town, and, you know, it's tough. I mean, it's tough to uproot your family. I know you were very happy at Murray. You had a great situation there, and to have people reach out to you like that, I imagine that makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, it does. It means a lot. And just talks about the people that are here and the kind of people that are here. I mean, Coach has been here 25-plus years. He doesn't need to do that. You know what I mean? He does it just because that's what he's about and that's the kind of person he is. He loves Iowa State, and he wants us to be successful and be comfortable. And so, especially not even for me, more so for my wife, I really, really appreciate that. It means a lot because they're the ones that sacrifice a lot more than we do. And you know, they own a lot of the stuff when you're not playing well. You know, they have
no doubt.
A lot. So, but, yeah, Coach has been great, whether I can pop in his office or he'll just pop in mine to check on me. And so, you know, him and Billy, he's got a great staff. Obviously, Jody's son's on our team as a walk-on. And they've got really good people. And so it was really cool to see him win that game. I mean, there's nothing like, I mean, whether you win in a Baylor or win at Kansas, I mean, those are special moments, you know, that you can't put a price tag on. And one of the cool things for him, he's doing it with his son too, so that's got to be really special.
Go ahead, Eric. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, so now it's a big game tonight in the Big 12, you know, Kansas at Baylor. Has there really been anything? I know you're wrapped up so much in your own team, but you get to see a lot of film from virtually every team in the league. Anything in the league so far this year that has surprised you?
I don't know if there's any surprises. Obviously, Oklahoma State's played really well of late. That Kansas win was really big for them because they had lost a couple heartbreaks at home with West Virginia and TCU. But Cade Cunningham's obviously established himself as what everybody thought Cade would be coming into the league. But I just think the one thing you see is just Baylor's guard play is phenomenal. And, you know, Jared Butler hadn't scored all night, hadn't made a three all night the other day against Tech. And the last 3 minutes, he took over the game, made big plays. And then you look at Texas and just their depth and their athleticism and their size. I think they're playing really, really well. This game tonight will be interesting to see. Obviously, You know, Kansas over the years has always won that game where everybody kind of either they've got to go win it, you know, or people doubt them. They usually go there and win it, but they're going to obviously have to play extremely well against a really good team. But it should be a lot of fun to watch.
Well, Coach, we want to wish everybody a quick recovery if they are not well, and all the Dars well, that they continue to stay well. And we hope to see you guys back on the floor very soon. Looking forward to that a lot.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks, Eric. Thanks, John. I really appreciate you guys.
Yeah, we appreciate you as well. Thanks, Steve. And Bill Fenley's going to join us next. We'll take a break and come back with Coach Fenley on the Cyclone Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
What's impressive about Pioneer Corn Product Development? We're here in Ogle County, Illinois, with a piece of amazing technology. No, not the shovel. The technology I'm talking about is in the seed. It's the power of Pioneer brand Chrome products. A Pioneer sales rep is digging up this root ball to make a point. Chrome products represent incredible engineering. This technology works across more Pioneer germplasm than previous triple stack products. So you get this balance between protection and performance. Above and below ground defense with above and beyond results. Oh, here it is. Now this is what you want to see. Healthy roots. Chrome technology. Another thing that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust. Partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the Plumbers and Steam Fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to UALocal33.org.
How do you make it as a team? You build on what you got to build what you don't. It's a mentality Ford has applied to building for 117 years. Building trucks with grit, resilience, purpose. SUVs with boundary-pushing capabilities. Vehicles built just like the people they're built for. It's a work ethic that's made us America's best-selling brand. For low lease rates, great financing, and special offers, visit buyfordnow.com or your local Ford dealer, proud supporter of college athletics. Claim 2019 CY total sales.
At Community First Credit Union, we see how important it is to be the kind of financial partner you can depend on, no matter what. We see that you have plans, goals, hopes, and dreams. We see unique banking tools that are real time and bankers that are real people. See for yourself what See First can do for you. Try us. Join us. Because at See First, together is better. Community First is a proud sponsor of Cyclone Basketball, federally insured by the NCUA.
Get ready for more. Introducing Hy-Vee Plus. Get a Hy-Vee Plus premium membership for just $99 a year and get fuel savings every time you shop in-store and online. Plus, exclusive deals and offers every month. Plus, you can call our Redline hotline day or night for anything you need. Plus, free online delivery and free express pickup. Plus, a personal online shopper. With Hy-Vee Plus, our plus equals more. Sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
Ryan with it, drives down the left side of the lane, bounces to Donarski, left corner three, you betcha!
Lexi Donarski ain't gonna miss two threes in a row. I said that about Kristen Scott, same with Lexi Donarski. It's a great look.
Lexi Donarski, the freshman, that was the call from Noah Wolf and Jamie Steyer as the Cyclones knocked off Baylor, snapping their 61-game home court winning streak over the weekend, and a great call from them. And Coach, as we've joined here by Coach Fenley, and we've got Eric Heft on the line as well, our guest co-host tonight, freshmen aren't supposed to make those kind of plays on the road, Coach. Especially in that setting.
Yeah, especially. Yeah, we have some freshmen that they really don't know what they don't know, I guess. And they're very competitive kids. They're a part of our team. They've been that way since they walked on campus. They made some great plays.
Hey, Coach, I'm going to interrupt you. I'm sorry. We're going to have you hang up and call back. We got a bad connection, so we're going to have you hang up and call back. In the meantime, Eric Heft and I will go into our Dean Smith four-corner stall. So Coach Fenley's going to hang up. He's going to give us a call back. And, Eric, you said you got to see the game. How about those freshmen? I mean,
you know, John, remember after the first game when I had a chance to watch them, and I said, wow, I just love, I mean, totally different dynamic with this team, you know. And Emily Ryan, of course, she was, you know, Big 12 Freshman of the Week this week, so the second time, and I guess it had to be a split vote over Lexi Donarski. You know,
right,
been.
Right.
But, I mean, both were incredible. But how she can control the game, she does everything, rebound, you know, just a floor presence, you know, somebody who's always head up in attack mode. I love watching those women play, and obviously Ashley Jones, for crying out loud. Money. I mean, it's like Fred Hoiberg when he was a senior. Seriously. Yeah. Taking over a game, you know, a big game you have to have, you know, and just terrific.
Well, Coach, we do have Coach back on the line, and Coach, hopefully we have a better connection now because I want to hear your answer. Man, the shot Lexi hit from the wing, I described as cold-blooded. Wow. Because you're not supposed to be able to go do those things on the floor of an opponent that's won 60 game one games in a row at home and act like there's nothing to it.
He thought it was nothing to it. That's how they play.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the fun part about it, John, Eric, is these kids, our young kids, are they want to play. They want to compete. They, you know, we understand you're going to learn, and they've learned on the job, but they're not afraid of the moment. And maybe sometimes when you're young, you're not afraid of what you should be afraid of. I guess, but, you know, certainly that was a big shot. And you think about it, that, you know, what Emily did, what Lex did, and Kylie and Aubrey, and you know, you go into that environment for the first time, you don't know what's going to happen. We've taken, and that's what I told the team at halftime, you know, we've taken a lot of great teams down there and not done very well. And at halftime, we talk about trying to win the game. And I think those kids are like, yeah, we're supposed to. That's, you know, they're going to learn the hard way. We have already, and we're going to make mistakes. But that was a big shot by Lex, and never hesitated one second, and that's who she is. And she's going to be a phenomenal basketball player at Iowa State.
Well, yeah, I'd say she's really good right now. You know, we were talking while you were reconnecting about Emily Ryan, too. I just, you know, the first time I saw her play opening game of the season, and I said, this is different. This is really different, the way she's head up, attacking all the time. She'll rebound. I think for a freshman, I don't know, I've seen a freshman have a better feel for the game than Emily seems to have.
You know, Eric, Emily is, she's an amazing person. And I think if you get the chance to meet her family and get to know them and appreciate what they feel about Iowa State, you know, in a short amount of time, the kid's been the point guard at Iowa State for 13 games. And Kristen Scott, Ashley Jones, everyone on our team trusts her. And that's a hard thing to do. To play point guard in college, as you guys know, it's really a hard job to play point guard in the Big 12. And to take over a team the way she's taken over our team, and I do, and I hope it turns out this way, but she reminds me of Brock Purdy. You know, Brock took over and you know, maybe wasn't perfect early, but you could tell he was the guy. He was going to change the program. He was going to be a leader. He was going to be the person that his teammates trusted. And Emily's the same way. I mean, I wouldn't trade her for anyone in the country. We've had a lot of great point guards at Iowa State. And when we recruited her, we showed her the wall of great point guards we've had. And she looked at me and says, Coach, I want to be on that wall. And that just tells you what kind of kid she is, how hard she works, and, you know, the commitment she's made to do the things she has to do in maybe the hardest position to play in college basketball, especially as a freshman.
Yeah, I think it's 80 assists and 33 turnovers, and she's the Big 12 leader in assists, which is crazy to think about, again, for a freshman, especially a freshman coach from a very small town. And I get it. She never lost a high school basketball game, which is an incredible stat in its own right. What was it, like 104-0? When you come from small town basketball to all of a sudden the Big 12 conference, I mean, what a leap. And to make that leap the way she has, is just, especially at that position, that's nuts.
No, it's incredible. It really is. I mean, Claflin, Kansas, for those of you who have not been there, it's smaller than you think it is. You graduated with 14 kids in her class, and won a lot of games and did a lot of great things. But you go from that level to her, you know, fifth college game, you're playing South Carolina. you're playing Texas. You're playing Baylor. You're playing, you know, all the teams that she has to play. And, like, from the day she walked in here, we basically told her, you're in a graduate doctorate-level class as a freshman. And she's like, okay, that's fine. Tell me what to do. And just an amazing kid who loves the game, gets it, understands it, and has embraced everything that we've asked her to do. And I think, you know, to me, John, Eric, when you hear Ashley Jones and Kristen Scott talking about, that's my point guard, that's my kid, you know, in 13 games, that's an amazing thing to say about someone that is, you know, literally earned that much trust from her teammates.
You know, you had a couple tough outings earlier in here. Things didn't go your way. You know, played, you know, one of the best teams in the country in South Carolina. Do you think the lessons they learned there, I mean, sometimes just because you have a lesson available doesn't mean you learned it. But do you think these young players and the whole team, as a matter of fact, learned those lessons in those tough games you had earlier in the year and applying it now?
Yeah, Eric, you hope so. I said something after practice today that, you know, we were preseason ranked and we shouldn't have been, but it's a nice compliment to what people thought of our program, not knowing what we had, what we didn't have. We fall out of the top 25 quickly. We're 2-3, and once you fall the top 25 in women's basketball, you're forgotten. They don't even know who you are. People don't pay attention. And today, this team got ranked. And I think that's because of the commitment they've made, the energy they've invested. My staff has done an amazing job. But it's been fun. And obviously, there's a lot of work to do. But, you know, to go from where we started and the disappointment we put together – because of the COVID restrictions, we changed our schedule, and so we were going to be a lot of regional games, which means if you're playing regional women's basketball games, you're playing a really hard team. You know, at South Dakota State is a hard game. You know, at Iowa, at UNI, Drake at home, all those games are hard. Oh, by the way, the Big 12 gives us South Carolina. I don't know. I must have pissed somebody off with the Big 12 office. But, you know, so you start looking at the schedule, and we have the eighth best schedule in the country, and you're starting three freshmen, and it's not an excuse, but it's a fact. And, yeah, you know, you could be 2-3 and feel sorry for yourself, or you can get to 9-4 and say, all right, we want to get better, and this group has gotten better, and could not be more proud of the effort they put in.
When I think of the growth of your team, Coach, and it goes hand-in-hand with what we were talking about earlier with the development of the freshmen and some of the other players on this team as well, you know, there's been a lot of times in the last year and a half where Ashley's kind of had to put the team on her back and carry them. And it's great to know that she can still do that. And she did do that in spots, certainly against Baylor and is the Big 12 Conference Player of the Week. What's really nice to know is she doesn't always have to do that for you to have a chance to succeed.
No, you're right, John. But, you know, I think in the biggest moments, the best players show. And she did that on Saturday night. And there was no doubt in Ashley's mind that basically she was going to make the plays. There was no doubt in her teammates' mind. There was no doubt in Baylor's mind, in our mind, that that's where it was going to go. And, you know, I said in the press conference today, Ashley, if she was playing at Stanford or Duke or Connecticut, people would be saying she's the best player in the country. Well, she is the best player in the country. She just happens to play at Iowa State. It's Breece Hall's best running back in the country. You know, maybe, you know, I just think those are the things that if you want a kid that wants to win and impact success and show up every day and impact your school, your program, you want Ashley Jones on your team. And I think Saturday night was the prime example. You know, she scored 14 of our last 17 points. She, you know, every single play we ran for her. And the other thing, John, is every single play that we didn't run for her,
the ball got to her because her teammates trust her. And it's like watching, you know, an NBA game and, you know, it, you know, in the fourth quarter, there's certain people are going to shoot the ball and impact success. And on our team, everybody knows it, and that's fine. And the other thing, John, is Ashley embraces that. She doesn't run away from it. If she misses that last shot, if she misses a couple, it doesn't matter. She wants that responsibility, and, you know, we're lucky to have her.
Yeah, when we were reconnecting with you, I compared that fourth quarter she had to – it reminded me of Fred Hoiberg's senior year against Kansas. I think he scored our last 17 points and just willed the team to win. It was that kind of performance. But I got to ask you another question, too. I noticed during the telecast, Josh Carper's looking a lot like Keanu Reeves. Is that positive?
Coach Carper's not had his hair cut since the COVID started, so he likes his long hair. But the bottom line with Coach Carp is there's no one better in the country at what he does for our team, and he's amazing. I tell you what, you know, no one understands how hard the director of operations job is.
No.
You guys are on the road normally, yeah. Not this year, but you know how hard that is. We have the two best in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, Coach Carp.
Hey,
Coach,
you know what? I wouldn't have brought it up if I didn't love Carp.
No, I know. But I mean, I think everybody does. And it's like when you have to do the job that they're doing and people don't understand how hard that job is and how hard it is.
Especially this year.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. And when you have Coach Carp and Micah on the men's side, you know, those are the kind of people that don't get noticed enough. It's like our training staff, our medical staff, they're the best in the country. And you think about, you know, we get tested 3 times a week, and every morning, Mark Coberly, Denise O'Mara, they're there, you know, 6:30 in the morning, and they're ready to go. They're doing it because they want the kids to play. And they have embraced something they should. Aaron Wilson, who works in our business office, is there every single morning. We have so many people that, I mean, we will write a book about the investment of time and energy that these people put into to allow our kids to play. And that's been fun. And but it's something that it's unique to Iowa State. It really is. And we are just so lucky that we've gotten to this point.
That's awesome. Yeah. You know, I've said many times this year, I'm glad I'm not a director of basketball operations, especially as they're trying to reschedule games and schedule them on the fly. And it's got to be an almost impossible job. And Coach, you mentioned something just today and off the air, we were just talking about that, that people might not understand just the layer of stress that's added to these kids' lives by all the testing.
Yeah, you know, John, I think that's the one thing. Everyone talks about, you know, athletes are spoiled and they get everything. And everyone can have their opinion. But our kids are getting tested minimum 3 times a week. So, you know, on Sunday afternoon or, you know, 7 o'clock 3 times a week, you go to bed thinking, I'm going to get tested in the morning. So there's a stress level there. You get tested. Then there's the stress level of the anxiety of, did I – pass the test, you know, because you don't want to be the one person that doesn't pass. And I think then you just think about all the stuff that they're going through. The world that they're living in now is not what we promised them. You know, we recruited them. It was like, hey, we're going to go here. We're going to take trips. We're going to do all this stuff. And we basically can't do that. But they've said, that's fine, Coach, we want to play. And they have done every single thing we've asked of them since the day they got on campus, July 16th. And because of Doc Shulman, Mark Coberly, Denise, up until this day, knock on wood, we've gotten to play every game that we could because of us. Like, football went through the whole season. And think about that. I mean, for our football program to play every single game, and we've played almost every game except for one, that wasn't our fault. Not to place blame on anyone. But I think it's just the stress that these young people are under, from 18 to 22-year-olds. As adults, we can't handle it, and now we're asking young people to do it, but they want to do it, and we need to give them the release to go out and play basketball. And our kids are so excited to play. We're going to play tomorrow. Oklahoma's good. We're good. So it's just another night we're going to win. Whether we win the game or lose the game, we're going to win.
Good call. You're calling the win right now. I love that, because that's exactly what it is. Every game you play is a win. That's exactly right. We're visiting with Coach Fenley. Eric Heft is our guest co-host tonight. We need to sneak in a short break here. We'll come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner on the Cyclone Network from Learfield IMG College.
In the truck game, greatness is defined by a relentless commitment to the customer. Forged over decades and built by a team resolute in helping you achieve your greatness. Experience the all-new 2021 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty for a performance like no other. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling truck for 44 years straight and counting. Based on 1977 to 2020 calendar year total sales.
When we first opened our doors, we wanted to make the heating and cooling industry better for customers. Now, over 70 years later, we're proud to carry out that mission by providing honest and dependable service every time. We stand behind the integrity of our word and the quality of our work. And for us at Shaw Plumbing, Heating and Cooling, keeping homes comfortable and safe is the most important work we do. That's why we answer the call.
Team measures how crops compare against the most competitive products in the area. You hear that grain tumbling into a weigh wagon? This is happening all over the country. Row by row, field by field, county by county. The results are accurate and transparent, and they're reported whatever the outcomes are. A product knowledge plot in Nebraska. Another thing that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.
My name is Kelly Neuenhaus, and I'm a corn farmer in Northwest Iowa. I want to take a moment to say thank you for supporting local farmers. It's no secret it's been a tough year for everyone, but every time you've chosen to fuel up with cleaner burning fuels like E15 or unleaded 88, you made a difference for a corn farmer just like me. It may seem like a small gesture, but it makes a difference to our state and shows we are stronger together. In Iowa, we grow corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Go to iowacorn.org for more ways you can help support Iowa's corn farmers.
Every day, you use energy to power your life, to wake up, to stay connected.
Hi, this is John. Oh, hey.
To feed your loved ones.
Dinner!
You don't even have to think about it, because at MidAmerican Energy, we do. We work hard to bring you energy you can count on every day, because the most important thing we put our energy into is you. We're MidAmerican Energy, and we're obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
Ryan and Owens matched up. Ryan drives inside, kicks out to Jones. She thought about the three, instead steps in, drives up with the right hand, off the glass and good! Oh my! Iowa State leads by four, 75-71.
That was Noah Wolf on the call as Ashley Jones put it away with that big basket late as Iowa State won at Baylor over the weekend and moved into first place in the Big 12 Conference standings. Eric Heft is our guest co-host tonight, and we are visiting with the Cyclone head coach, Bill Fenley. And a reminder that our program is brought to you in part by Syngenta. Golden Harvest is relentless, delivering genetics, agronomy, and service, doing whatever it takes for our farmers 365 days a year. And you said it, Coach. She wanted the ball in her hands in that situation, and everybody else on the team did too, and that's no surprise.
Yeah, shoot the three, Ash, please. everyone's asked, what was I thinking? I can't say that publicly, but the thing about Ash is, you know, she had made a couple threes, and she made that decision. We ran a play for her late. Emily made a great decision. They double-teamed her, but Ash got into the lane and made a play. And, you know, at the end of the game, you know, you're in that situation where you got to trust your best players, but you got to trust the decision that not only, you know, she makes, but her teammates make. And, you know, luckily for us that she made the shot that probably clinched the game.
You know, Coach, how important was it to have Kristen Scott back? I mean, she's one of the a senior on your team and certainly a big part, but she missed a game or maybe a game and a half. She had a couple big threes early. It just kind of when you guys stamped the, hey, we're here for real.
You know, I think Kristen doesn't get enough attention because, you know, you got Ashley Jones, you got all these freshmen. Kristen Scott is the most unique player in our team and the hardest guard on our team. In our league, when, you know, other teams have powerful, you know, low post players, as you guys know, you know, you got to space the court, whatever. And Kristen is really hard to guard. She can shoot the three. She can post up. And when Kristen is engaged and healthy and ready to go, she changes our team dramatically. And I think it's funny when one of your best players could be someone that people forget about. And I think that's a good sign because I think that Kristen is someone that understands her role. But, you know, we got through a couple games last year without her. We got through the Oklahoma State game without her. But Kristen changes our team dramatically. She's such a great kid, such a special talent. She's going to make money someday playing basketball. She's, when you're 6'3 and you can shoot the ball the way she shoots it, I always tell people if you have an 8-year-old daughter and you're like, hey, I wanted to learn how to shoot a basketball, show a Kristen Scott video. It is the absolute perfect stroke. And we rely on Kristen so much. But, you know, her demeanor, her presence, her personality is understated, but so important to our team.
Speaking of people that can shoot the basketball, you're going to face Oklahoma tomorrow and Taylor Robertson. What a ridiculous shooter she is.
Yeah, it's amazing. But there must be something in the genes in Kansas because we used to play against Lori Kane at Kansas State and Taylor Robertson from Kansas, and now we have Emily Ryan. Jackie Stiles, who's the assistant coach at Oklahoma, who grew up in the same town. How about that, John? You got Jackie Stiles and Emily Ryan from the same hometown.
Yeah, crazy.
And two of the greatest scorers in the history of the state of Kansas. But Taylor can really shoot it. She gets it off quick. You know, she can do a lot of different things. She hasn't missed a free throw maybe ever. So that's a hard thing. So you want to chase her off the shot, but you don't want to foul her. And Oklahoma runs so much good stuff. And that's the great thing about our league. And I think Coach Prohm would say the same thing. There's so many different styles. We're going from a Baylor style to an Oklahoma style, which is completely different. And so you challenge your team, you challenge them to be focused. And this year, with the way COVID is and practice and protocols, we have focused so much on our team, and we've not been probably as good in the past with scouting report defense, but you can't be. You have to shorten your practice, you have to limit contact. So we have to do a great job of understanding personal responsibility on the ball. But for us, it's about doing what we can do, and hopefully tomorrow night we can do that.
Yeah, you know, we talked a lot about the Baylor game. Another big game last week, too, beat a team that was undefeated in the league in Oklahoma State. Tell us your thoughts on that game.
You know, that might have been one of the best games. And to me, I know a lot of people are going to talk about Baylor, which they should, on the road, great team, but that was the game that I might be up to this point more proud of our team than any. Obviously, Kristen didn't play. Natasha Mack, if you're not a women's basketball fan,
you will hear her name, maybe the number one draft pick in the WNBA draft. And we're guarding her with Maddie Wise at 5'11", Morgan Kane. Our kids just played so well, so hard. And you know, we're big about no excuses, no regrets. And we just figured out a way to win and made a lot of shots that game. But I think that set the tone for what we possibly could do on Saturday. But, you know, as a coach, you look at big things. The media, the fans talk about Baylor all the time. But, Eric, you've been around it enough, John. You guys know that game with Oklahoma State might have been one of those games that people don't talk about that changes seasons, changes a lot of things. And it was a great game by our team.
No question about it. And you're going to face Oklahoma tomorrow. We talked a little bit about, you know, just kind of the matchups. But, Coach, you and Sherry Cole have been matching wits the entire 25 years that the Big 12 Conference has been in existence, which I don't know that there's any two sports in any or any two coaches in any sport throughout the league. I know there aren't in football, men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, who have competed against each other the whole time the league's been in existence. And when I think back to some of those battles, and we're going to see Courtney Paris sitting there on the bench for Oklahoma tomorrow night too. Yeah. You know,
thank
I mean,
God she's on the bench.
I'll second that. four-time All-American. But Coach, what a great relationship it's been. It's been so good for the Big 12 Conference to have you and Sherry Cole in it at the same time. And it's really helped this league grow in women's basketball.
Well, John, I appreciate you saying that, but Sherry Cole is the reason the Big 12 is where it is. She's in the Hall of Fame for a reason. I mean, people have to remember, she took over a program that the school was going to drop. We've been friends forever. I have so much respect for her. She plays the game the right way. Hopefully we play the game the right way. I think her program epitomizes what the Big 12 wants to be about. She does it the right way. She's invested in our sport. She's invested in our league. And, you know, we've been great, great friends for a long time. But I really hope that someday, if you are a women's basketball fan, even if you're not, just go back and trace the history of Oklahoma women's basketball. They were comparing it to mud wrestling and going to drop the sport. And Sherry goes from Norman High School to take over the program and take them to the Final Four.
Three times.
That doesn't happen by accident. It's amazing. And one of the best people I've ever been around, one of the best coaches I've ever been around. And Oklahoma is truly, I mean, they've had Coach Stoops and Coach Kruger and Billy Tubbs and, you know, now Lincoln Riley, you know, softball, Coach Jasso and that place had a lot of great coaches, but our sport has never had a better person or coach than Sherry Cole.
Well said. We are visiting with Bill Fenley. We're going to take another short break and come back to wrap things up with Coach. Eric Heft is our guest co-host tonight, and we are on the Cyclone Coaches Corner on the Cyclone Radio Network from Learfield IMG College.
Get ready for more. Introducing Hy-Vee Plus. Get a Hy-Vee Plus premium membership for just $99 a year and get fuel savings every time you shop in-store and online. Plus, exclusive deals and offers every month. Plus, you can call our Redline hotline day or night for anything you need. Plus, free online delivery and free express pickup. Plus, a personal online shopper. With Hy-Vee Plus, our plus equals more. Sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
At MidAmerican Energy, being obsessively, relentlessly at your service means delivering reliable, affordable energy to you. And it also means marking underground utility lines before you break ground to keep you safe. Trimming trees to keep them away from electric lines so power is there when you need it. And it means working safely and quickly to power your home and business, no matter what the weather. Obsessively, relentlessly at your service. That's MidAmerican Energy.
Where has the Pioneer Audio Tour taken me today? Olivia, Minnesota, next to a field planted with Pioneer brand Enlist E3 soybeans. This field looks peaceful, but like every field, there's a constant battle going on against weeds.
Right now, the farmer of this operation is making a pass with what looks like a 120-foot sprayer boom. Enlist E3 soybeans offer the most advanced trait technology on the market. And while it's new to most farmers, it's not new to Pioneer. Pioneer experts and agronomists have already completed hundreds of on-farm trials, all so that acres like this have healthy soybeans with great yield potential. Enlist E3 soybeans on a farm in Olivia. Another thing that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.
Every team needs the right players in the right positions to provide the winning combination. It's no different with insurance. You need to have the right coverages on the right policies for the right price. IMT Insurance is proud to partner with independent insurance agents to offer auto, home, and business insurance for you and your family. Together, we'll help customize an insurance plan for you. Find your local IMT agent at imtins.com.
At Community First Credit Union, we see how important it is to be the kind of financial partner you can depend on, no matter what. We see that you have plans, goals, hopes, and dreams. We see unique banking tools that are real time and bankers that are real people. See for yourself what CFirst can do for you. Try us. Join us. Because at CFirst, together is better. Community First is a proud sponsor of Cyclone Basketball, federally insured by the NCUA.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner. Cyclone fans, stop by Sy's Locker Room to gear up for game day. Sy's Locker Room is the official store of Iowa State Athletics. Cyclone women will host Oklahoma tomorrow, and then they'll host Texas on Saturday at Hilton Coliseum. And it's nice to be back home for a little while, Coach. But then people might not realize you're sitting there in first place in the Big 12 Conference, and I think you've played, what are you, you're 5-1 in the league, right? And, oh, we just lost Coach. So we'll try to get him back on. We'll have him call back.
But I think,
I got you back, Eric. That's a good. This is why we have a guest co-host. But I think they've played 4 of their 6 on the road. I'm pretty sure they have, and we'll get a chance to talk to him about that in a bit. But they're in a really good position right now. With Coach, we got you back on the line. I was just mentioning that you're 5-1, and you've played 4 of your 6 on the road, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, John, it's funny. We've been to Texas 4 times, so we've got that done. But our league is kind of balanced. I think when you look at the men's league, it's so top. There's so many good teams, and I think there's 5 in the top 15 in the country. I think our league, John, is really good. It's not as good as what the men are facing, but to have 2 road wins. I don't care who you play. Everybody's like, oh, you beat Texas Tech. Who cares? Well, Texas Tech just beat Texas yesterday. So, you guys have been through this so many times. Like, you win any game on the road, anytime, especially in this league, you better celebrate it. And now it's time to go home. And obviously we'd love to have the fans there. But I think what the thing that we've been so blessed this year, John, is the ESPN Plus thing has been such a huge deal for our fans. I get emails all the time about at least our fans get to see us and see you and Brent and Coop and Lindsay and, Kelly Hanfeld and, Noah, all these people doing games, that at least it's a way for them to stay connected to our team. And maybe more so this year than ever, that's meant so much.
Well, Coach, I'm going to break one of the rules. I know it's 1 game at a time.
You don't have any rules.
You have Oklahoma. I don't have any rules because I'm not coaching.
But you're the analyst and not employed by Iowa State. You can say
that's right. I'm a free agent. So
you're just worried about your next tee time.
Well, it's quite a while in the future, unfortunately. But the one team you lost to in the Big 12 comes to Ames on Saturday too, and I know you're obviously fully concentrated on Oklahoma too, but.
Yeah.
What's going to have to be different to beat Texas on Saturday?
Well, I think you're right. It's a very fair question. And I think, Texas is a team that, our kids didn't handle that well. And it was my fault, completely my fault. We didn't handle that well. We didn't we probably didn't practice the way we should have. The number one thing, Eric, with them, they are going to press us. You know, for most fans or men's basketball fans, it's the old press Virginia style. We've got to handle that better. Charlie Collier is a first-round draft pick. We got to do that better. But hopefully, in a weird way, it was 2 weeks ago. It's fresh in our mind. So hopefully we can respond from that. But we'll be ready to go. We're excited. And hopefully Steve will get to play at Tech on Saturday. That would be fun. And then we get to play Texas on Saturday at 5 o'clock. So we're looking forward to being at home this week. And hopefully for the fans that can come, thank you. Thank you so much. And for those that can't, root at home and listen and watch as much as you can.
Awesome. Well, Coach, congratulations on a really fantastic week. And we wish you another great week this week. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Good luck to Coach Dresser and Coach Ronayne as they get started. And thanks for everything, and go Cyclones.
All right. Thanks so much, Coach. And, Eric, thanks for jumping on today. Appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure.
All right. Hopefully I'll see you soon.
That'd be good.
It'd be nice. Okay. All right. So I'm going to come back. I'm going to visit with Mark Reisinger. He's vice president of commercial operations for Pivot Bio. And all season long, they have been sponsoring First Downs for Farmers, a really great initiative. We'll tell you all about it coming up next on the Cyclone Radio Network from Learfield IMG College.
Get ready for more. Introducing Hy-Vee Plus. Get a Hy-Vee Plus premium membership for just $99 a year and get fuel savings every time you shop in-store and online. Plus, exclusive deals and offers every month. Plus, you can call our Redline hotline day or night for anything you need. Plus, free online delivery and free express pickup. Plus, a personal online shopper. With Hy-Vee Plus, our plus equals more. Sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
Hello, my name is Lance Lillibridge, and I'm an Iowa corn farmer. 2020 has shown Iowans that we are stronger together. You can support local communities, local business, and local farmers every day. One thing you can do to support Iowa farmers is by filling up water bottles with safe drinking water straight from the tap. Farmers care about water we share and take steps to ensure we all enjoy safe drinking water. In Iowa, we grow corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Go to iowacorn.org to hear other easy ways you can support Iowa farmers.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner. All season long in the Cyclone Coaches Corner, we have been telling you about First Downs for Farmers, sponsored by Pivot Bio. And all season long during the football season, with each Cyclone First Down, Pivot Bio donated $25 to future farmers in the Iowa State College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. And the Cyclones had 273 first downs during the course of the season. So a total donation of $6,825. And it's our pleasure right now to have Mark Reisinger. He is the Vice President of Commercial Operations for Pivot Bio. And Mark, thanks so much for joining us. What a great initiative. And man, did it ever pay off with a nice donation to the future farmers of the Iowa State College of Agriculture.
Absolutely, John. It was a fantastic opportunity for us to get our name out there. And boy, I can't think of a better cause than working with our future customers and also working closely with Iowa State University and Iowa State University football. Just a fantastic win for all of us.
And we were cheering on every first down. I know that. And there were a bunch of them. What a great season, Mark. I know you're an Iowa State graduate. You had to just enjoy that immensely as a Cyclone fan.
Oh, yeah, John, you know, you've been through it all. I was going to school there as an undergrad from 90 to 94. Those were sort of rough years back in the day, but, you know, you still went to every game. But, boy, it's a lot more fun to go to the games nowadays. I love it. I love to be able to take my kids to it. It is a wonderful experience.
Well, I think you just touched on, without maybe even realizing it, what being an Iowa State football fan is all about. And that is, maybe the times were lean, but we were going to every game. And, man, that's that Mark, is exactly what being a Cyclone is all about.
Yeah, and you know, it makes these seasons now with Coach Campbell and this team and the culture they're building all the more sweet as a Cyclone fan, because we've been through sometimes it weren't quite as good as this, but we were still happy to go support the team, and now it's gravy.
Yeah, it makes you appreciate it that much more, and we appreciate Pivot Bio. And tell us about your company, because I know you're established out in California, and the company made the discovery out there that led to your product, which is proven, And since then, you've made the decision to move commercial operations to Ames. Tell us why relocate the company's commercial functions to Ames and close by Iowa State University and how that's going.
Sure, absolutely. Back in 2011, two of our PhD scientists were working together at UC Berkeley Davis, and they made a discovery that the industry had been looking at for approximately 40 years, that is production agriculture, how to get a corn plant to potentially produce its own nitrogen or to find some other source to produce nitrogen for it in a similar fashion to the soybean. You know, the company was established in 2011. They had great success. And as we commercialized this opportunity, we decided why not be closer to our customers, farmers across the Midwest, to top talent, you know, the people that are coming out of Iowa State University, and the folks that are already employed and experienced in this area or the cultivation corridor, and, you know, really make our roots here. And you know, for me, I had a bias, but also there were plenty of metrics that demonstrated that Ames, Iowa is a great place to be.
Well, I know that Pivot Bio is in the midst of some studies with the Iowa State University and ISU BioCentury Research Farm west of Ames. Tell us about what you're trying to accomplish with the assistance of Iowa State.
Sure. So our product works. We've proven that in the field. We've been out there for 3 years with our product and having commercial success. But one of the things that is a challenge to evaluate is, does our product do a better job from the standpoint of the environment and also are farmers getting what they pay for when compared to synthetic nitrogen that's been around for many, many years? Farmers need nitrogen to grow a crop, period. And we've been relying on synthetic nitrogen for 70 years or more. But is there a better way to deliver it? So we've been working with Iowa State University and specifically a gentleman by the name of Dr. Stephen Hall. He's an assistant professor at the Department of Ecology, Evolution and Biology. Also, folks from the Nutrient Management and Environmental Stewardship, or NREC, platform, a number of folks at the BioCentury Farm to evaluate whether nitrogen delivered through a microbial medium on a day-to-day basis is better than front-loading nitrogen in soil through a synthetic means and then potentially exposing it to weather and leaching, denitrification, etc.
Well, all that went way over my head, but I believe you. I do. And it was interesting, fascinating to hear it. Mark, listen, thanks so much for all that Pivot Bio does for Iowa State University and vice versa. I think it's a great partnership, and congratulations on all the accomplishments so far.
Well, thank you. It's been a wonderful partnership, and we look forward to continuing our relationship with Iowa State in the future. Go Cyclones.
Awesome. And we hope to continue to see you at Cyclone Games. Appreciate it, Mark. Thanks for taking some time. Mark Reisinger is the Vice President of Commercial Operations for Pivot Bio. Also want to thank Bill Fenley and Steve Brome and Eric Heff for joining us on tonight's program, and we hope you can join us again next week. Our show next week will be on Tuesday because of the Monday night game, so it will be a Tuesday night show on the Cyclone Coaches Corner from Learfield, IMG College.
This has been the Cyclone Coach's Corner, brought to you by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. And by Hy-Vee, who proudly supports the Iowa State Cyclones. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cyclone Sports Network.